This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, February 12, Hanging on by a Thread. Our reading comes from James chapter 5. Be patient then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, patiently waiting for the autumn and spring rains? You too, be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Don't grumble against one another, brothers and sisters, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at your door. Brothers and sisters, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. As you know, we count as blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. A friend of a friend called me. Pastor, I can't do this anymore. Would God really want me to suffer like this, day after day, with no relief? His illness was tormenting him, and he was looking for permission to end his life. He wondered if God would be angry with him. Suffering is not God's will. It's part of life in this broken world. God's light has broken into the darkness. But we still long for the complete fulfillment of God's plan. Jesus is coming again to restore everything. Meanwhile, life can be excruciatingly difficult, and we, as God's people, are called to persevere. Hold on tightly to hope. James reminds readers of the perseverance of the prophets and of Job, a man who suffered greatly when he lost all his children, all his possessions, and his health. Yet he did not lose hope or give up. God was there with him and eventually restored his possessions and gave him abundantly more. The point of Job's story is not that he regained possessions, but that he persevered in his faith in God and that God demonstrates compassion and mercy. This is the only reply I could give to the friend who was almost ready to give up. Your life is precious to God. Hang on until God says it's time to come home. Pray with me. Jesus, you know agony and suffering, and you empathize with us when we struggle to face yet another day of pain and uncertainty. May we feel your loving arms surround us as we push forward. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.